Hey everyone, welcome back to our series on the books of the Bible. And today we're going to pick up and look at both the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles. Going back to last week, if you remember, we talked about how 1st and 2nd Kings were actually a singular book in the Hebrew Bible, and the same thing's true here in 1st and 2nd Chronicles. As we start to look at these books, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, as well as 1st and 2nd Kings, cover a lot of the same material. However, there's a major difference in them, which is the reason that they were written. Looking back to the books of 1st and 2nd Kings, they were basically just a history. It went through and it talked about the king, starting with Saul, then David, then Solomon, then we see the divided kingdom, and it leads us all the way up to the time when the Israelites went into captivity. The northern kingdom, or Israel, went into Assyrian captivity, and the southern kingdom, or Judah, goes into Babylonian captivity. But remembering back to this, the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles are written to those Israelites, those people that are going to be returning out of captivity. When you jump all the way to the very end of 2nd Chronicles, you see that it covers one small detail that the books of 1st and 2nd Kings didn't. And in 2nd Chronicles chapter 36, starting in verse 22, it says, "Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you of all his people? May the Lord his God be with him. Let him go up." Here we see at the very end, we see that some of the Israelites, some of the members of Judah or the southern tribe, the southern kingdom, are going to be allowed to leave captivity, and they're going to go and they're going to rebuild the temple. And that brings us to why we need the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles. 1st and 2nd Chronicles, while they cover a lot of the same things as 1st and 2nd Kings, are written with a purpose. And that purpose is to re-educate them, basically. It's written with a purpose for the people to remind them, one, who they are, two, where they came from, and three, that they are God's people. He goes back in and he re-educates them. He says, look, you're a different people than everyone else. This is where you came from. This is your father Abraham and all the things that he has done. And it goes through and it tells about the temple and it tells about the kings. It tells them how God had protected and provided for the Israelites. And ultimately how, because of their lack of obedience, because of their shortcomings, how they wound up in captivity. So as we go through here, it was intended to reteach them the law of Moses and who they were. So what is done here in the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles is a history that's intended for Judah as they return out of Babylonian captivity. In this, the writer, who is most likely Ezra, goes through and first he starts by telling them the genealogies. He starts with Abraham, with Adam, but he definitely includes Abraham. But as he goes through, he starts with Adam, and then he goes on to Abraham, and he shows the genealogy all the way through Abraham up to David. And he talks about the 12 tribes, and he tells the genealogy of the 12 tribes. He's re-educating these people on who they are, on how they are supposed to be the recipients of the promise that God had given to Abraham, how they are actually God's people. Then he goes in, and the book of 1 Chronicles ends with the death of David. So that book tells all about Saul and all about David and the things that he did. And then 2 Chronicles starts and it talks about Solomon, how he was the one who built the temple, how he was the one who established this place where the Israelites were supposed to go and to worship God. And it talks some about the things that they were supposed to do there, the jobs of the Levites. And then in 2 Chronicles, it goes over and it covers the divided kingdom. And it tells them about all the kings of the southern kingdom or of Judah, because that's the people who are going to be returning out of captivity. The northern kingdom never returns from captivity. They never leave Assyria, but the southern kingdom, who the books of 1 and 2 Chronicles are being written to, they're the ones who are returning back. So he goes through and he's telling them, look, these are who you are. You are God's people. You are his chosen ones. You are the ones who are supposed to worship him in the temple, which they're going to return and rebuild. You are the ones who are supposed to carry out the commandments that God has set forth. Really, the books of 1 and 2 Chronicles are a reminder of what the people should be doing. And in all reality, this is something that's important for all of God's people to look for. Look for a reminder of who we are supposed to be. As Christians today, I think we need this reminder. While all around the world, the word of God gets muddled and it gets confused, we have to look back to it and remember, as God's people, we're supposed to be set apart. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be the ones who are obedient to him. And this leads us to the verse that I want us to leave with. And this comes from the book of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 34, starting in verse 29, well, all the way through chapters 33, 34, and into 35, we read about who is my favorite king of the divided kingdom, and this is Josiah. Josiah was one of the very youngest kings that we see, but in my opinion, probably the best king that Israel ever had of the divided kingdom. And a little bit of background of what we're going to read in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, starting in verse 29. The Israelites, or the people of God, had completely abandoned God, as we see them doing so many times with the kings. And they had gone so far away from God that they neglected the temple. It had been overrun by idol worship, and they had completely lost the law of Moses. It had become entirely lost so that the people didn't know what they were supposed to be doing. But in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, we see that Josiah finds the king of the law, and he has the people read it to him, and he tears his clothes because he realizes that the people had gone so far away from what God had wanted. And then starting in verse 29, it says, "Then the king," talking about Josiah, "sent and gathered all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites, and all the people, great and small. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the house of the Lord. Then the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant that were written in this book. And he made all who were present in Jerusalem and Benjamin take a stand. So the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. Thus Josiah removed all the abominations from all the country that had belonged to the children of Israel, and made all who were present in Israel diligently serve the Lord their God. All his days they did not depart from following the Lord, God of their fathers." What an amazing story this is. Josiah, being this young man, takes a stand for what is right. He hears the word of God and he gathers everyone there, the elders, the Levites, everyone that was supposed to be an Israelite, everyone that was supposed to be doing the things that God had said. And he says, look, we're going to read this. And he sits down, and before everyone, the word of God is read for the first time in who knows how many years. And then he stands up and he says, I am going to make a covenant. I am going to make a promise at this time that I am going to follow these commandments. I'm going to follow the laws that God has set in place. And then he makes all of Israel stand up with them and make this same promise. What an amazing story of a return to the things that should have been happening. The return of what Israel should have been. This is the story, in my opinion, of probably the greatest king that Israel or Judah ever sees in the divided kingdom. I think this is something that all of us need to do, to have a return back to the Word of God, to go back to the things that God has commanded us, and to make the decision for ourselves. I am going to be obedient to the things that God has said. I am going to follow His commandments, listen to His laws, and make myself what God would have me to be. I hope this has given us an understanding of the purpose behind the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, and hopefully given us a desire to read and to study some of these things, and ultimately for us to return to and to follow the Word of God. That's all we have for today. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next week.